With vaccine hesitancy growing and misinformation around the coronavirus vaccine keeping many from getting the jab in South Africa, the government hopes the vaccination certificates will motivate people to get inoculated. The Department of Health says the certificates will be used to access sports and recreation events, music festivals, and other entertainment, as well as for travel and tourism. This is what Nicholas Crisp, the acting director in the Department of Health, told the media.
If all of those people are vaccinated, there's a reduced risk of transmission in that group. Workplaces, sports centers, stadia, concert halls, and so forth, the same might apply to a restaurant, to a proprietor, might decide that they're going to reduce their risk by making sure that all their personnel and all the people who come into their establishment are vaccinated.
The introduction of these certificates has, however, attracted a lot of controversy. Those who have chosen not to vaccinate are accusing the government of not respecting their constitutional rights to decide what gets into their bodies. Sylvester Chima, program head of bio and research ethics and medical law at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, says such a move requires careful implementation to avoid ethical breaches.
In ethics, what we're trying to do is to find a justifiable way of doing the right thing. The problem arises from when we introduce these vaccine passports, how do we make sure that individuals, their rights are not violated? So this creates a moral dilemma in balancing the rights and responsibilities.
Those against vaccination have likened the move to the old apartheid system that restricted the movement of black people by forcing them to carry passes to travel or access white-only areas. Samantha Dow says they feel oppressed and punished for demanding to know more about the vaccines before getting a shot.
I feel like people have been not given enough time to decide what they want, and people's rights are being violated. People don't have a choice and are being forced to take it because of the amenities that people need. So I think they just need have to give people time.
Siyabonga Mthethwa describes it as an infringement of his rights to free movement and association.
Personally, this vaccine thing is, for me, it's absolute nonsense. I'm using it in a manner in which I need a job. So basically, you see, so yeah, it's bad. It's very bad. But yeah, my view on the vaccination thing is still the same. Nothing has changed. It's nonsense. Did not help with anything.
However, advocate Andre Gaum from the South African Human Rights Commission has told local media there is nothing wrong with creating the certificates.
On a daily basis, rights are limited to protect other rights. In this case, we have the rights to bodily integrity, the right to religion, and so on. But there is also the right to a safe and a healthy environment, for example. And all rights can be limited, except most probably for the right to life and human dignity.
South Africa is targeting vaccinating 35 million people by Christmas. However, the program is moving at a snail's pace, with only around 10 million people vaccinated since the program began in April. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.